This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Cats and Dogs, Their Health and Ours. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. One way to keep your pets healthy and to avoid medical problems down the road is to make sure they are at a healthy weight. Yep, same as for humans. And just like us, American pets have a weight problem. So what do you do? Put your cat and dog on a diet? It is easier said than done. Andrew Stelzer has more.
A few weeks ago, Sydney Scheiber got home to her small apartment in Berkeley, California. She opened the door, excited to see her three loving pets, a dog and two cats. Instead, she found a mess.
The Frosted Flakes box is on the floor. It's ripped to shreds. The bag's ripped open. And everyone in the house looks guilty, all three animals.
Scheiber took a video of the incident.
Is that you? Was that you? Was that you?
This was the second time in a week. A few days earlier, Sydney found her cat Penelope with her head inside a box of sugar cereal.
Penny, get out of there! What are you doing?
Sydney is very conscious about her pet's nutrition, and now she no longer keeps cereal in the house. While it might seem funny, her animals' diets are a serious issue, especially for her dog, an 11-year-old dachshund named Pepper. She inherited Pepper from her parents a couple of years ago when her mother passed away. On arrival, Pepper was obese. Tins full of cheese balls had been part of her everyday routine.
They had a Friday McDonald's day, my parents. They would get McDonald's and my dad would give her a piece of his burger. He'd give her French fries. If he had ice cream, she'd sit there on the other side of him and would lick the ice cream like while he's eating ice cream.
Pepper was lethargic. She didn't want to go anywhere. Sydney wasn't having it. She put her on a diet and got her outside a little more each week. The only treats she gets are fresh fruits and veggies, like the occasional carrot. Pepper's now muscular, healthy. Completely different from the first 9 years of her life.
There was a lot of her youth, so she would have been a very playful, active dog, but she couldn't go on walks for an hour like she can now.
Sydney says her parents cared about Pepper. They didn't want her to be unhealthy. Veterinarian Laura Fossbender hears this kind of story a lot.
Food is love, you know, so especially with pets, we look to them for companionship and for sort of uncomplicated relationships. So, you know, if you can slip them a treat every so often and it makes them happy, it makes you happy.
The result is what many consider an epidemic. In the U.S., almost 100 million pets are overweight or obese, according to a 2016 study. Here at the University Veterinary Hospital in Berkeley, half the patients come in needing some counseling on weight control.
Hi, I'm Dr. Fossbender.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So we got the whole family here,
yes,
it looks
we do.
Like.
Awesome. They're all here.
This morning, Laura is seeing a family with three cats. One of them, a gray and white kitty named Lucy, is very obese. There's a 9-point scale to measure body condition. One is way too skinny. 5 is ideal. Lucy is an 8.
So it sounds like Lucy's been doing pretty well at home.
I think so.
Yeah?
I mean, she's not losing any weight, even though she's on this restricted diet, supposedly.
Yeah.
We have this machine, I don't know if you know about this, that like helps determine which animal's eating the thing and then opens and closes.
Ellen Schwerin and Eamon Darrow bought a special feeder and put a chip around each cat's neck. The chip opens or closes the door on the feeder and is supposed to regulate how much food each animal gets. But Lucy has somehow learned how to game it. She's actually gained weight in the past year. Today's suggestions from the doctor include low-calorie foods or more regular feeding times. The general strategy is to reduce the number of calories consumed by 10% every month.
Maybe an ideal weight of 10 to 11 pounds.
I know, that seems crazy.
But, you know, what I would aim for with her is probably 12 pounds and then see where we're at.
To lose 4 pounds.
Yeah. But I get 2 cats in one right now.
Right?
She's so, she's so delicious.
It's tricky because I can see she's happy, you know, and it's sweet and she enjoys the eating. But at the same time, we have to be parents and, you know, keep her in line. So unfortunately, some tough decisions are going to have to be made. in her benefit.
Those benefits are huge. Obese cats and dogs are at risk of kidney disease, heart failure, and spinal damage, among other health problems. Many of the same ailments that affect obese humans. And perhaps it's not surprising, the incidence of obesity in pets is also roughly the same for people. About half of Americans are also overweight. Laura the vet says this issue needs to be discussed more openly and with honesty.
It is a struggle. You know, like I struggle with my weight. There's other folks in here who struggle with their weight. The pet owner can sometimes have a struggle with the weight. It can be a sensitive topic for people, you know, to talk about.
I found the best evidence for how tough this issue is to address in the back room of the vet clinic, where I was introduced to a black and white kitty named Maui. Maui lives here at the hospital, surrounded by vets and other knowledgeable professionals.
It's everyone's responsibility. So he has his little feeding schedule, and he actually has a little weight log where we weigh him every month or so. And yet, here we are.
On the 9-point body scale, where 1 is skinny and 5 is healthy, Maui is a 9.
He's a kitty of size, so he's not only a big cat, but he's also a bit chunky.
For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.